Hi, dictation for Jalene Carey, J-A-L-E-E-N-C-A-R-E-Y. Data service is 8-2-2022. Date of accident is 9-27-2021. Date of birth is 11-19-92. Mr. Jalene Carey is here for a follow-up evaluation. He allegedly reported that he was injured as follows. He was injured by a refrigerator, 350 pounds, that fell on him while he was trying to lift it. It hit his chest and a collarbone, and he let the refrigerator fall. No one else got injured. But in this process, the patient started having headache from the jerking of the head, along with dizziness, loss of balance, disorientation, confusion, and severe pain towards the left side of the neck, left shoulder, left side of the middle back, left side of the lower back. Occasional radiation pain to the left arm was reported along with fourth and fifth finger. Subsequent exam and findings are described as follows. The MRI showed a herniated disc at C4-5, C5, and C6, and bulging disc at C3-4, C6-7, and C71, along with moderate spinal canal stenosis and bilateral neural foramina stenosis. In the thoracic spine, T7, T8, T89, and T910 was herniated. In the lumbar spine, only L5 and S1 showed that there was impingement on the exiting L5 nerve root was seen. However, the disc was not herniated. Sacroiliac joint was completely normal. The patient has been advised about these findings in detail at each of the past visit. Patient has remained on empirical treatment, including physical therapy, pain medication, and conservative treatment, and all other medications. He's been advised about chiropractor and also for acupunctures. The patient has always refused to have any injection treatment or any surgical treatment. Currently, he reports that his headaches are absent, but he does have some memory loss. He denies any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbances, double vision, or any balance problem, or any memory problem as such. And no confusion, disorientation. He's able to walk well. The patient now alleges that he has some pain from lower back, radiating to the left buttock and the half of the leg posteriorly in S1 S2 dermatome fashion. The radiation of the pain to the left arm is not reported. The pain level, according to him, is 9 to 10. In the neck and the left shoulder is 10, with ability to lift the left shoulder is 90 degrees only. The MRI was found positive for tendinitis and labral complex injury. The ADLs are reported affected 9 on a scale of 1 to 10 with the following detailed information. General activity, walking ability, and sleep are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. But work and relationship with other people and enjoyment of life are affected 9 and mood is affected 8. The patient reports 40% improvement so far in the pain level. In the system review, patient reports that there is no headaches anymore, no dizziness, vertigo, no vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, painting, blackout, and there's no loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, no lack of focus, lack of concentration, and no loss of memory. There is no anxiety, depression, panic, and no confusion, disorientation is reported. Patient has never passed out or any seizures. In the pain and numbness, patient has an ongoing pain in the left shoulder, left side of the neck, left wrist and hand, difficulty walking, in the mid-back, upper back on the left side, lower back on the left side. Along with stiffness to the lower back, neck, and shoulder. And there are some occasional pins and needles in the left buttocks and with decreased range of motion of the left shoulder. In the GI, there's no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence, the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there's no incontinence of the urine, cancer, painful urination of blood in the urine, In respiratory, there's no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain level. And in fact, pain has slightly worsened. Patient denies any change in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication, Tylenol with codeine. Substance that this patient utilized marijuana for pain relief. Compliance history. Patient has been fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 137/92, pulse is 68, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the physical examination is same from previous visit of 6/30/2022, dictation number 0701-046, along with the diagnosis. The plan of care is as follows. All the MRIs were reviewed. Patient has been informed about his options, which include injection treatment, like injection to the left shoulder, supraspinatus and intra-articular injection, surgical epidural and lumbar epidural steroid injection. All the detailed information has been given to him. Times 4 to 6 are recommended. Since patient has had more than a year of physical therapy, or almost a year of therapy with no relief, he is doing laser treatment and all other treatments. In addition, patient has been apprised of the surgical options available. He has not decided. He doesn't want to do surgical options. Patient is provided with the following medications, which are Celebrex 200 mg daily, Skelexin 800 mg twice a day, Gabapentin, Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for radiculopathy. I have added a Tylenol with codeine for occasional pain relief and discontinued the Tramadol as of 2022. Other than that, patient is stable. He'll let us know if he wants us to proceed for the injection treatment. If not, then patient is now going to be released for continuous physical therapy and maybe a light duty job. Thank you.